From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Even though a lower court ruled that Florida cannot drug test welfare recipients, Governor Rick Scott is going to court to see that the law is reinstated. The governor's legal team filed a brief last week asking a federal appeals court to uphold the constitutionality of the drug testing program. Margie Menzel has details.
The state is seeking to overturn a lower court ruling that barred drug testing as a condition for welfare applicants who receive benefits in the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program. In December, U.S. District Judge Mary Scriven ruled that the urine tests would violate Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable searches and seizures by the government. But the state's brief disputes Scriven's conclusions. The case stems from a 2011 law that sought to require drug testing for applicants to the assistance program. The law was in effect for about 3 months before it was halted by a preliminary injunction, and during that time about 2.6% of applicants tested positive for drugs. But in the brief, the Scott administration said more than 2,300 additional applicants were otherwise eligible for benefits but didn't submit to drug testing. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.
Starting today, commuters who travel daily between the island of Palm Beach and West Palm Beach have to get used to a new traffic pattern. The old drawbridge that connects the two is closing down today for repairs. The Palm Beach Post reports that the Flagler Memorial Bridge will be closed for the next 6 months. That will give construction crews time to build the main foundation for a replacement bridge. The existing Flagler Memorial Bridge is 76 years old and, of course, showing signs of wear and tear. Drivers will be detoured to the Royal Park Bridge, that's about a mile to the south, or they can take the Southern Boulevard Bridge. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Paul Leary.